Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Rattler with pressure coming, and Rattler is going to go down. Kyler Gordon, four-man pressure in trouble. Pressure coming. Rattler can't get away. Tremaine Edmonds with the dive and the ankle sack.
It felt like, especially during that second quarter defensive sequence where you heard the Kyler Gordon sack and the TJ Edwards near pick, and Nashon Wright comes up with the interception and a 39-yard return. It really felt like the Bears' defense was not going to be denied. They were going to get to the quarterback, and they did on some big plays as well. Welcome you back into Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score. This segment is being brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Anthony Heron is back with us for a second segment. It is dealer's choice here, Big Ant. Where do you start when you begin to break down what the defense did yesterday for the Bears in a 26-14 win over the Saints?
To put up these kinds of takeaway numbers when you're still getting fairly limited pass rush from the defensive front, it's really impressive where this Bears secondary is at right now. At the corner position, the safeties, I mean, you know, you were there virtually every day, Groats. You saw the way that Kevin Byard and Jaquan Brisker, and we know Kevin Byard is a ball hawk. There's not a player in the NFL who's had more interceptions since Kevin Byard joined the league. What, 33 now? So we know he does that, but Jaquan Brisker made a bunch of plays on the ball throughout preseason camp. It was nice to see him last week, or I guess, you know, just over a week ago,
right.
Today when he made the interception against Jaden Daniels. So it's good to see him making that play on the ball. And, of course, he adds the physicality, and we're seeing him involved more in the pass rush. But on the back end, between Tyreek Stevenson and Nashawn Wright and what they're doing at corner is really cool to watch, just because – They're not getting the opposing quarterback under a lot of physical duress from the D-line. So credit to Dennis Allen for finding those moments to dial up additional blitz pressure. And it's a delicate balance, because he hasn't ever really, in his coaching journey to my understanding, been the guy who's constantly going to blitz and be up there consistently in blitz percentages like a Brian Flores type. But he's seeing what this scenario calls for. And that versatility and the adjustments I was referencing on the Bears offense, the same point can be made about Dennis Allen and the Bears defense. Just to know that it's necessary to ramp up some of the pressure certainly helps that TJ Edwards is healthy now and Kyler Gordon is healthy now, and they're coming off the bye. We'll see whether or not Grady Jarrett returns. And, you know, having Andrew Billings in there, stuffing the run, though, like he's always been really difficult to move on the interior. Mm-hmm. So as exciting as it is to get a healthy Grady Jarrett hopefully back into the lineup at some point, Grady Jarrett was getting moved off the point of attack when he was in the lineup. Grady Jarrett was getting run up out the club sometimes because his knee wasn't healthy. Billings being in there on the interior has helped to fortify the run defense. And having T.J. Edwards in there makes them a lot more decisive. They just look like they're plugging, filling the gaps they're supposed to fill on the run in a much more decisive manner. And so it shows up where they can get the offense into predictable downs and distances, and they're not getting past deflections. They're getting takeaways. That is a huge deal.
Even deflections that lead to takeaways. They're doing pretty much everything that you could do, and I'm trying to measure it out, and that's why I need your knowledge on this. How much of this is about what the Bears is doing, and how much of this is, let's be honest, the Saints' offense has been bad pretty much all season. It has not been dynamic at all this season. Can this carry over into Club Baltimore, or will they get run out the club in Baltimore?
It's a fair question, and if there's nothing else positive that can be said about Spencer Rattler, I think there's a variety of things that you can say are impressive about what he's been able to pull off as a second-year quarterback. He was protecting the football at a high level before facing the Bears. And when you look at the takeaway numbers that are being established here over and over again by this Bears defense, they're taking it away from Daniels. They're taking it away from Dak. I mean, they're getting quarterbacks to cough the football up to them. And as you're getting more and more of those, then, yes, they come in bunches. One of the reasons they come in bunches is because once that proof of concept is there, once there's tangible evidence that the results start to pile up, you see guys willing to take more chances, willing to undercut routes. And then like that interception by Wright, as he makes the play, makes a diving interception, and then immediately dive rolls into an offensive player, just pops up, and then everybody becomes an offensive player at that point, where you got a teammate looking to take out the most dangerous man, that opposing receiver who's nearby. Somebody immediately gets that block. Way back in my day, you were allowed to go T-Kettle the quarterback. You can't do that anymore, which is why Spencer Rattler wasn't necessarily chasing the ball with that much urgency. But, if he becomes a part of the action, you can go block the QB. But you see all those Bears defenders now turning it into an offensive play. When you get more and more of these mounting in-game, everybody's mentality starts to shift to say, we can make plays on defense. We're not out here in survival mode. We're out here in playmaker mode. And the second and third level of this Bears defense that we thought was going to be the edge for them, we thought that those are going to be their strengths on defense, that's showing up more and more now. So if you just get a little more out of that D-line, a little more playmaking up front, there's even another level this defense can go to.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a great point, because it's like what we were talking about with Caleb Williams. There are issues, but they are fixable. Now, obviously, not everything is going to be fixable, but there are fixable issues with Caleb. I think there's fixable issues with the defensive line as well. So great point there. This segment is being brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Another persistent issue with the Bears has been penalties. 10 more for 92 yards. And with this, the reason we bring it up is because there is nuance involved in some of these, and I guess specifically the Brisker 3rd and 28 roughing call, and the Kyler Gordon got hit with a personal foul as well. Are these worthy of being called, Anthony?
The Kyler Gordon hit, that's just kind of modern football. It was a physical tackle. It was around the head and shoulder area, the head or neck area, and he did launch himself. I think if he makes the same impact without launching his body off the ground, the officials likely let that go. But he didn't. He did launch himself at the intended receiver. Okay. So that one, I get. With Jaquan Brisker, you think about that series of defense, the few plays leading into that, where Kyler Gordon, like an exceptional pass rusher in his own right, where there were three different Saints who saw that Kyler Gordon was about to blitz, and then he did blitz, but he timed up the snap so well and burst around the corner, turned his feet, kept his cleats in the ground. It's closing on the quarterback. There was three different Saints, a lineman, a running back, another lineman, or a tight end, who all kind of looked at him at different points, but it was like he disappeared for a moment. They just couldn't get to him, and then nobody really maintained the responsibility they had to try and pick up Kyler Gordon, so he gets a sack. And then here comes Jaquan Brisker the very next play, so where you see the speed and finesse and the angles of Kyler Gordon on one snap, then Dennis Allen brings Jaquan Brisker the next play, and he just flat runs over Alvin Kamara just embarrasses him in the backfield. And then the very next play, because he used a power move one time like an exceptional pass rusher, is why I keep pointing out the DBs seem like some of the best pass rushers the Bears have, because he used a counter move, set the tight end up with some speed, and then did a chop club inside over the top, a club swim move to get in at the quarterback. Unfortunately, on third and whatever it was, then he ends up picking up a penalty because as he finishes the hit, he gets Spencer Rattler up around the head. Again, that's just another one of those modern football moments that is unfortunate when it gets ruled against the defense, but I can't quibble with the call too much. Now, the false starts on the offense and, what was it, four different defensive penalties ended up leading the first downs for the Saints. The totality of all of it, that's a part of where this is one of those very glaring things that can be corrected, that should be corrected by the Bears, because the best teams you play, as many self-inflicted wounds as you have, putting yourself way too far behind the eight ball to try and win these games. So it feels like these are things that they should turn a corner on. I'm just going to blame Fishy Business for what was going on offense, because Ben Johnson called it out right in the moment, and here we are. You got Benedict false start and Komet false start, everybody hopping all over the place just because Kevin Fishbane decided to point it out.
He's a cooler, man. Isn't that what they call? Yeah.
Kevin
the cooler.
He should be working at a casino somewhere the way he was operating. I'll tell you that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm going with Anthony here and here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. And let's talk about a penalty that was not called but should have been called. And that was what was a false start on Drew Dahlman that ends up, it would have been a fumble on a fourth down and goal. And instead, the Bears able to get 3 points where they probably shouldn't have had any points. Because if it's just called a fumble, it's a turnover on downs because they didn't get to the end zone. But fortunately, it was just a false start. They moved back 5 yards and then kicked the field goal. And, those points are important. But what was going on from your vantage point with Drew Dahlman and the snap with Caleb Williams?
I can't think of a time I've ever seen a center hold on to the football, like the very first infraction that was there that wasn't really called a penalty that should have been. And, they ended up getting away with that one. And then the second time where, it's a fourth and goal. That's a big decision, a super aggressive decision by Ben Johnson, where a field goal makes it a 2-score game. And I wonder how Ben Johnson internalizes that moment. Just where, if it would have been, if the Bears wouldn't have been flagged for that infraction, or if that false start on the center wouldn't have negated a play that they were going to get stopped on fourth and goal, the game is different. The feeling, the vibe is different. The stadium is different. The tension mounts. Maybe the Bears still win the game. It's a huge deal to then, after you lose 5 yards, just confidently go out there and stroke a chip shot field goal to make it a 2-score game. But if the Bears get stopped on fourth and goal and the Saints get the ball and maybe Chris Olave is using his 4-3 speed back behind the defense again, it's just a very different situation. So that decision, we're not shocked. At least I'm not shocked that Ben Johnson makes that call. But again, we have seen that even in his Detroit time where Dan Campbell, he's had some of those gambles on fourth downs that have gone against them. From my football sensibilities, it felt to me like kicking the field goal would have been the proper decision there. Fortunately for the Bears, it ends up working out in their favor. But I'd be really curious to hear from Ben Johnson how he evaluates that sequence, if the fourth and goal, if he still feels strongly about the decision to go for it there. I would imagine he would say that he does, even with those results. But if it wouldn't have gone the Bears' way and they get stopped on fourth and goal there, then that's a very – it feels very different in the outcome.
And I am being told that Ben Johnson will be speaking today at Halas Hall at 3 o'clock, at 3:30. Select players will be available in the PNC Center as well. So maybe we'll get some of those second-day questions and answers where we usually get the most honest stuff out of Ben Johnson. Big Ann, I got one more question for you on the defensive side. What is it about Dennis Allen's system that so far Tremaine Edmonds has been able to succeed better than he had his previous years under Matt Eberflus?
I see it as twofold. This version of Tremaine Edmonds that is schematically and just in coaching philosophy, philosophically being induced to play more toward the line of scrimmage, to be an off-ball linebacker playing forward, moving forward, bringing urgency and decisiveness toward the opponent. It's not how he's frequently operated. You think back to the Dallas game where he had a really big game against the Cowboys and then didn't play so well against the Raiders, you know, big run plays, getting out the gate. And between those two opponents, the Dallas game was a more lateral game offensively. And Edmonds is so big and athletic, and he does read things well in space. So he makes a bunch of plays in those situations. When force is coming right at him, that's frankly where he's usually struggled in his career because he hasn't been as effective immediately diagnosing and decisively hitting the hole downhill where the ball carrier is declaring or where the blocking scheme is taking him. Last couple of weeks with TJ Edwards back in the lineup and Edwards being the mic, Edmonds moving out to the will, it does seem to be really effective for him where he's seeming more decisive with the way he's reacting to the run. Has he faced the true power run game over these last couple of games since the bye? Not yet. And there's always going to be aspects of his game where some things are better than others, but I'm seeing a version of Tremaine Edmonds that is reacting to the power run game, the interior run game, at a higher level now than he ever has before.
I love seeing it. We'll hear more from Tremaine Edmonds during my Inside the Locker Room segment, which will occur a little bit later on here. Raheemy Harris and Grody. Last thing for real now, Big Ant. Texter from 708. Harrison Ford in Days of Thunder? Get off my racetrack! By the way,
I love it.
Harrison Ford is apparently doing some Master of Ceremonies thing at the Field Museum.
He's receiving an award.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
This
really?
Would be way better if he was...
Switch the samples.
Because if he was like... Because we're thinking
you
maybe...
Switch the fossils.
You switch the Sioux head out here. It's a Diplosaurus and you know it. I would love to be standing in the back of the room and at some point in time just start going off on Harrison Ford.
Please don't.
When is
this?
When is
the sample,
when,
Harrison?
When is this happening? We're members. My wife has probably heard about this.
October 29th, Harrison Ford will receive the E.O. Wilson Legacy Award for Transformative Conservation Leadership.
How about that?
We might have to go check that out.
There's a big woolly mammoth sitting right in the middle of the Field Museum.
I don't want to jinx anything, but we have put in an interview request for Harrison Ford to join the score. We shall see what comes of it.
Honestly,
I'm scared for Harrison Ford, honestly.
No. I'm scared for me. Like, if we really had him on, I've been doing the Harrison Ford since the 90s, okay? And, like, I think I would choke. I would want his...
I believe in you, Grody.
I would want him to like me so badly that I would choke. So, I feel like, I will welcome it if it is to happen, but I can't guarantee you that I'll be great that
day. I hope you start asking him a question and he starts singing, and that's the way that interview
there
goes.
There we go. Right. Bring it full circle.
What's with the cavemen sitting there? They look so depressed in that... thing.
The brontosaurus never existed.
I do have a healthy fear of the cavemen at the Field Museum. They just look grumpy and angry, and there's big bones laying around, and they're carrying around their wives by the back of their hair.
They
I don't like any of it.
They didn't have indoor plumbing. What, how are they supposed to feel? Like, they're using leaves.
There were no scissors yet. They didn't have clippers. They weren't buzz cutting anybody.
The resting face of a caveman is dissatisfaction. Like, there's got to be a better way to go about life.
Resting cave face.
Yeah, Big Ant. You're the best, man. Great
vibration.
What did I tell you about singing while I'm trying to talk?
Sensation.
All right, hang up on this guy.
All right, thanks, Ant. We appreciate you.
Big Ant, don't ruin this.
Sweet sensation.
Is that the Marky Mark song?
That is the Marky Mark.
That's what
Mark
I was
song.
Playing yesterday during post.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Got to get the good vibes going, man. How often do the Bears win four in a row?
Amen, man.
Please don't forget come on, the Funky Bunch.
Come on. I'll kick your ass.
Okay.
All right. Vignette, you are the best. Love you, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Later, fellas. Yep. I'll see you tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, you coming in the studio?
I'm going to fill in with Spiegs, yeah.
Oh, there's Spiegs. Where's Spiegs?
Programming note.
By the way, I got to wear Spiegs yesterday. I'll share that with Spiegs in transition at some point in time. Thank you, Anthony. Goodbye. We have to go now. This is the longest goodbye ever. Goodbye. It's Raheemy Harris and Grody. We got to talk a little bit about what was meaningful or interesting around the NFL other than the Bears. We will do that next on The Score.
I didn't kill my wife.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.